Yerushalmi Masa Sheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoyos Daf Chav Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Beis on the fourth line. Rabbi Zvida. Zvida have a Yosef Masni Leberei Haroitzer Lechalal Mois Al Apeiros Bezman Hazeh Ben Elu Kodshu Kadiv Beis Shamay. Beisel Oimim Mois Kamoi Shehen Upeiros Kamoi Shehen. Zvida was once sitting and teaching his son at a sefta. If nowadays a person wishes to transfer Masa Sheni money onto produce in Yerushalayim, Beis Shammai say that he's penalized and both the money and the produce have Kedusha. Beis Hillel say that each one remains as it is, meaning that the money remains with its Kedusha and the produce remains without Kedusha. Ova Rabbi Krispa Amalei Leiton Yose Kein El Peiros El Hamois. Rabbi Krispa passed by and said to Rabbi Zvida, this should only be taught about transferring Kedusha from produce onto money. Since during temple times it was prohibited to do so in Yerushalayim, Beis Shammai penalized him for doing so even nowadays and gave Kedusha to the money. Beis Hillel say that the transfer doesn't take effect in Yerushalayim and the money does not get Kedusha. Ha-mois al-apeiros diber kol al-kidshu. However, if one transfers the Kedusha from money onto produce, all agree that the produce doesn't get Kedusha. Va-talin anim ein mikdash yukavu. The Gemara asked, well, our Mishnah taught that if one intentionally used Masa Sheni money to buy produce outside Yerushalayim, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it must be left to rot. Tivate she'egdisham b'shas mikdash v'chorav ha'mikdash. The answer is there, he had consecrated the produce of Masa Sheni when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, so the transfer took effect, and it was then destroyed, thereby permitting them to be consumed. Tani ben Bebai v'nasata Bakesev should say Burichuk, Mokem Atapaideu, Bekir of Mokem Ein Atapaideu, Nasata Kesev, Bekir of Mokem Atamachalai, Bi Atamachalai, Burichuk Mokem. The Baisa of Ben Bibri says, supporting Rabbi Chagai earlier, that we say, the Pasuk says in Dvorim, Perg Yudalad Pasuk Chofei, then you shall turn it into money, you may redeem it when you are distant outside Yerushalayim, but not when you are close by in Yerushalayim. And then the next Pasuk says, and you shall turn that money into. And we learn from there, you may do so when close by in Yerushalayim, but not when you are distant, means outside Yerushalayim. Rav Yosef b'shem Shmuel, Niknam HaMekach, Rav Yosef b'chanina, Ki Piro, should say. The Mishnah taught that one may not buy slaves, fields, or non-kosher animals with the Masa Sheni money. If he did, he has to consume an equivalent amount of food as Masa Sheni in Yerushalayim. Rav Yosef, quoting Shmuel, said that the acquisition is valid. Rav Yosef b'chanina said that the item is acquired only after the buyer transfers the Kedusha from the money that's in the hands of the seller, onto his produce. Amr Bihila min ma de taninen yoichol kanegdon had the Amr Kidjoy. Bihila asked a question, and he's questioned of Yosef ben Chanina that from the Mishnah's wording, where it says one may not bring from Masa Sheni money bird offerings of the Zav, a Zava, or woman after childbirth, and if he did, he had to consume an equivalent amount of food. This shows that the birds were consecrated as sacrifices. Amr Yosef mikiven shem moshach nikna mekach mikan ve'elech mekach achehu. Rav Yosef says, now once he took the birds, the acquisition was completed, even before giving the Masa Sheni money. After this, that which he paid was considered paying off a debt and a separate acquisition. Rav Yudin says he must again consecrate the birds as a sacrifice. This is because he mistakenly thought that the consecration took effect through giving the money. Hadnalach Perk Masa Sheni.